Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Dave. Jim, here it is Friday, and we get a chance to chat about the markets and radiate it out for our listeners out there. And where are they then again? In the ether?
Yes, cyberspace.
Okay.
Cyberspace. Yes, our first question comes from Jim and Bob. Walmart and Costco are now offering gold and silver directly to consumers. Why would they do that?
I guess they just saw a product that they wanted to sell. As you know, the gold's price in U.S. dollars has firmed over the last couple of years, so there must be some retail interest in it, people buying, and Costco and Walmart have identified that as a source of business. I admire them for it.
What kind of impact could it have on precious metal prices with so many new possible buyers? Their customers are in the millions.
Oh, yeah, but that customer is voluntary. He's self-propelled. So no amount of marketing by Walmart or Costco will change that much. I think it's a voluntary thing, and they realized that they wanted to provide that service, and I admire them for it.
Attention, Walmart shoppers. Gold in aisle 5 is on sale now.
$1.49 day.
Yeah, what kind of margin would they need to be profitable?
Oh, I don't know what the markup would be. I'm not in the retail business. So. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they'd be counting on mass sales to keep their prices down, out-competing your regular precious
metal? They're bound to compete. Oh, gosh, that's built in, yeah. Oh, no, I admire it. I think it's a great idea.
And now, with all the attention being given to AI and Bitcoin, do you think maybe the gold business is saying, hey, we need to get another way to get out to people? There's more ways to invest or secure your finances than going for those highly speculative products.
Oh, yeah. No, the having a position in gold is a very solid idea, because you never know when you're going to need it.
Question from Michael. Market Watch headline, NVIDIA makes Wall Street history as stock surges add $277 billion in market cap. The stock traded at $127 in October 2022. Now it trades at $7.99 in 2019, less than 5 years ago. It traded at $38. Financial pundits point out that it's only trading at 69 times earnings. Bob, I'm confused. The angel on my right shoulder says, stay away, it's a sucker's game. The angel on the left shoulder says, of course, fool, get in now, don't miss out. Financial media say, buy the dip. Bob, I think I'm getting fear of missing out fever. Can you please give us listeners suffering from FOMO fever a reality check?
Yeah, oh, good one. Yeah, Michael. Well, it's been a phenomenon. We did a chart on it the other day, and it was straight up and giving Ross's technical excesses, upside exhaustions, and sequential sells. And it took a pretty sharp hit down to a sequential buy. And then, boom, they came out with fabulous news. And that's where they rushed up and added a huge, you know, the equivalent of a big company's market cap onto what already is a trillion or trillions of dollars market cap. The straight up shows an irresistible market. The speculators are just not caring. And you get two kinds of speculators in there, those who are buying long in a straight up market. And then the other one is the guys who shorted a couple of days too soon and have to cover, and they end up buying in a straight up market. So best to sort of stand aside and watch it, see where it gets to. But the trading excesses are huge. And I've noticed there are times of the year when things can go straight up. And then if enough of them go straight up, it's sort of a market phenomenon. And it could be kind of working on a major top. So on this, we'll just let this thing roll and watch it as incredible market action. So fascinating. Yep. Thanks for the question.
Does this drive to AI remind you a lot of the dot-com bubble of 2000?
Oh, yeah. Anybody could do anything with a dot-com. Absolutely anything. And I'm not yet determined just how effective this AI is going to be. I always used to consider that artificial intelligence was when you took a guy with a PhD in interventionist economics and put him at the head of the Fed and then celebrated his genius. And that was always artificial intelligence for me. But this one is going to require some focusing on, but it sure is the buzzword now.
Yeah. Just so much reminds me of the joke about a guy getting on an airplane and he's told on the speaker, "Welcome aboard the world's first automated flight. Nothing can go wrong. Go wrong. Go wrong."
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have some headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Headline, U.S. retail sales plunged in January. They went down in Canada as well.
Yeah, there were a few on different series, you know, in just previous weeks about things suddenly halting or plunging. And the economy is still quite strong. But when you get a headline like this on retail sales plunging in January, that's worth knowing about for sure. Yeah.
Although you think about it logically, everybody's blown their money for Christmas. What are you going to have left over in January?
Yeah, that's when the bills come. Sometimes, Jim, these numbers are seasonally adjusted. So,
oh yeah,
who knows what?
Do you think they should be seasonally adjusting numbers, or should we just get the raw data?
No, I think like Christmas and stuff, seasonally adjusted is helpful.
Headline, major financial institutions withdraw from Global Climate Investment Organization in a blow to green agenda. And an accompanying headline, 200 clueless economists demand the EU incorporate climate in economic models.
Yeah. Well, one, the notion that mankind can alter the weather, let alone the climate, really is nothing to support it. And then the next step is the mechanism of carbon dioxide. Well, there's a chart of the Vostok ice core in in the Antarctic. 400,000 years of data. And what it shows is that on the warming trend, then CO2 in the atmosphere will go up after about 500 or 600 years. So carbon dioxide is not pushing the major changes in climate. It's a result, warming pushes CO2, but it's been a remarkable promotion for those who want to control things. And they've been very successful at it, but there's really nothing to it. And I think there's quite the movement to get the real story out.
Well, in Roman times, it was much warmer because we're finding their artifacts from retreating glaciers in Europe.
The temperature history over the few hundred thousand years has been really well quite detailed. So, yeah.
One of the reasons Hannibal could get elephants over the Alps to attack the Romans was because it was warm.
It was mild, yeah.
Yeah. And again, they've found evidence that he actually took the toughest, highest mountain pass because the Romans didn't expect somebody with elephants would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant commander.
Yeah, he was.
The UK has become the second G7 economy to fall into recession. Japan was first.
Yeah. No, that's unavoidable. And what I always like to point out, the end of a big bubble, the outlying economies, in this case, China, Japan, UK, roll over first, and then eventually the senior economy gets weak. So this is where you want to look for things like the top one where U.S. retail sales plunge. Those are building the story.
Yeah, and I misspoke when I said Japan was first to go into recession. Germany was that big, monstrous economic driver of the economic union in recession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Italy barely above water. Canada barely above water. The U.S. economy technically booming, but you talk to people in the States. They said, really, the recession has already hit the average person. Massive layoffs and very hard to pay your mortgage.
Yeah.
Now, here's something that's very scary. Bad property debt exceeds reserves at largest U.S. banks. I guess it's all those empty office buildings.
Empty office buildings, I would expect, yeah. And there's many of them. Some are being converted into residential, but God, the expense on that is just amazing. So, and then we know that there's blocks and blocks of empty apartment towers.
Yes,
so,
those empty cities they built that nobody went to go live in.
Well, I think they even made part of one city identical to downtown Paris. I remember reading something about that years ago.
Yeah, and in Los Angeles, there are three large abandoned high-rises covered in graffiti across from the arena or stadium where they had the Emmys, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And so now they're trying to find out what do we do with these monsters? Do we find some way to refurbish them and finish them because they were unfinished? Yeah. Or do we just rip them down?
Now, were these built as office towers or accommodation?
These were residential built by Chinese investors.
Wow.
But if you take a look at Los Angeles, there aren't a lot of high-rise residential towers.
Yeah.
People like to have a backyard there. L.A. is the poster child for sprawl.
Yeah.
Now, NYSB stock route prompts U.S. bank regulators to conduct health checks. What does NYSB stand for?
Oh, it's some kind of a company.
Yeah.
And when they're talking about health checks, it means health of the balance sheet. So,
hedge funds cut Magnificent Seven in last quarter. So maybe the gleam's off those giants?
I think so, yeah. What a market. The Magnificent Seven. Love the phrase. Also, love the movie. Yul Brynner, Charles Bronson. Oh, have you seen it recently?
Not recently. I saw it as a kid in a movie theater.
The final scene is very, very well done. I watch the final scene just to entertain myself sometimes. So, yeah.
Thousands of new ETFs seen in 8 trillion markets. Great leap. I would think one of those ETFs is the one of the states now for Bitcoin.
Could be. But I took that headline as seeming absolutely bullish when conditions are beginning to falter a little. I just took it as a very fanciful headline. So we'll see what happens.
Bob, how close are we to seeing a major correction in the stock markets?
Oh, we're there. You know, seasonally, what we worked on in October was that some years you can have the January phenomenon where some item can get very hot and head up into January, and certainly the uraniums were doing it, and then all of a sudden the S&P got caught up in it, so we noted it, and then when we got to September, said, hey, this is solid stuff. It's going to continue for a while yet. But when looking at NVIDIA thing, the blow-off that's going on there, it's woo. So up since October is appropriate. The up is becoming excessive, which you got to watch. So I think when it rolls, I think we should have a pretty good handle on it. And it could be the highs for the year in the S&P. And if the stock market fails, then, I mean, that puts paid to the whole crazy financial bubble. And the bond market is already really sick anyway. So once the shine is off, it's not a pretty picture.
Bob, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Yeah, Jim, good to be with you and look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com Radio is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.